All right, so we're going to start it up. We're still on the CBAU alternate schedule, so we're doing yesterday's daf Pei Vav. All right, we'll catch up on Wednesday. So the Mishnah here is continuing the theme of the Perek, which is where they've gathered certain halachas in the Mishnayos that they've learned b'derech hasmachta. So the first halacha in this Mishnah says, Minayin lipoletes shichvazera bayom hashlishi tmeya shenemar hayuni chonim l'shlos yomim. So from where do we know that a woman who, I guess, expels a semen from her, like she had bia, that the semen that expels from her is for 3 days after the ma'aseh bia still considered tamei? Right? Rashi says, shehi tmeya, diyom hashlishi akati lo misracha shichvazera. So up to the third day, the shichvazer, I guess, is still potent. Uruya liklot v'yevlad notzer himena. And therefore, that's karidon shichvazera haroi lazria. How do we know that for 3 days after bia, we're going to see how that works, 3 days after bia, she's considered still tamei, she's poleta shichvazera. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, heyu nichonim l'shloshes yamim. That you had, before Matan Torah, B'nai Yisrael had to prepare 3 days before Torah. There it says, heyu nichonim l'shloshes yamim. Al tikshu el isha. They're not supposed to have bia with their wives for 3 days beforehand. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah is saying, is because the chashash was that she would be poleta, shechvazera, up to those 3 days, and then she would have be tamei, I guess, tamei from the shechvazera at the time of Matan Torah, and that's what they did not want. Tosfos already asked right away, well, what does that mean? It says before Matan Torah, right? Matan Torah says, afa pisha ba'oso shah, adayin l'litna Torah. So how do we know the Torah was makbid on this type of tumah? He says, "Mikol makom mistama hikbida Torah al daver sha'asi los tmeya achar matan Torah." Mistama, the Torah is going to—they were going to be makbid on something. It's a tough answer, you know, that they're going to be makbid on something that would become a problem afterwards. But at the end of the Tosos, he says, "Mikan amru." The only thing they were makbid on was shichvazera. He said, "Mikan amru zavin mutzaraim ubolinidos mutarim likros b'Torah b'neviim velishnos b'mishna b'tam b'lachs b'gadlos." All the types of tuma, whether you're a zav, whether you're a mitzora, boel nido, all these types of tumas, there's no problem to learn. It's balkeri. It's only the tuma of balkeri asurim, right? Payers to balkeri ain't a be'imu b'yira. The machos kalas roshuba. Balkeri comes about because of some sort of kalas rosh, some sort of levity. And therefore, that's the tumah that they were most makbid upon, or the Torah is most makbid upon when it came to Matan Torah. Right? So that's the first halacha of the Mishnah, and that's the halacha we're going to spend all of today's daf on. The second halacha in the Mishnah is, Minayin shemarchitzin es hamila bayom hashlishi shechalios b'shabbos. How do we know, I guess the way to phrase it, how do we know that 3 days after the bris milah, the baby is still considered to be a cholish yesh bo sakana, so that you are permitted to warm up water in order to, you know, debate the baby, as the water, I guess, would help them, right? Rashi says, "Minayim shemarchitzin da'af biyom gimel misukanhu." So how do we know that even up to the third day is considered dangerous? Quote from the pasuk of Bnei Yaakov. When did Bnei Yaakov strike Ir Shechem? It says, "Vayhi biyom hashlishi biyosam koavim." On the third day after the bris milah, that's when Bnei Yaakov, Shimon and Levi attacked, because that's when they were weak and that they were dangerous. Again, it's not. Proof positive. Again, those were adults, these are babies, but that's the asmachta that the Mishnah gives. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three is minayin shekoshrin lashon shel zahoris birosh si'ir hamishtaleach. How do you know, or from where do we know, that we tie this crimson string on the head of the sa'ir that's being sent to be thrown off the precipice? And the Gemara in Yoma says you also put it on the sheep that's in the that's left in the base of Migdash, and you also put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where do we know that you have this idea that you put the red? Shenemar, because the pasuk, this is in Yishaya, where the pasuk is giving tochacha to Bnei Yisrael that they should admit their sins, and if they do, Hashem will accept their tshuva. It says, "Im yuchatechem kish kashanim." If your sins are like red, kasheleg yalbinu, I'll whiten them like snow. So the idea is that the sins, the shir mishtaleach, is representative of the sins, is tied with this red string. And halacha number four is minayin lesicha shehi kishesia b'yom kippurim. How you know you're not allowed to anoint yourself on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to rub, right? Chitza, shtia, tashmish, sicha. How do you know that sicha is also usher? That sicha is similar to drinking? Afo pishein raya ladavar, which is interesting. This is the only time the Mishnah says, even though there's no raya ladavar, zecha ladavar, his Korabi should say that for all of them. Afo pishein raya ladavar, zecha ladavar, shenemar, the pasuk says, vatavo kamayim b'kirbo uvichashemen ka'atzmosav. The water will enter his insides like the oil into his bones. So there's apparently this comparison between water and oil, and just like you can't have the water on Yom Kippur, you can't have the oil on Yom Kippur. It's also interesting to note that pasuk is talking about bathing. The pasuk is in Tehillim, where he's not talking about, the water there is not about drinking. The water there is about bathing. So that's another interesting, I guess that's why it's not a raya, it's a zecher. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the day discussing this idea of Poleta Shechva Zera. And then the Poleta Shechva Zera is going to springboard into all the discussions about Mamon Har Sinai and Matan Torah. But we'll get to that part. We'll get to either later today or tomorrow. So the Mishnah had said that Poletas on the third day, okay, we haven't described what the third day is yet, but if you're Poletas on the third day, then she's still tummy. If she expels the Shechva Zera on the day three after Bia, that's going to be mitame her. So the Gemara says, Reisha de lo Rav Elazar ben Azarya, the Seifa, meaning the second part of the Mishnah is like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. I mean, the first halacha that says that Poleta Shechva Zera by Yom HaShlishi is Temeya, that does not accord with the view of Rav Elazar ben Azarya. But the next halacha in the Mishnah that says that up to day three, even on day three, you can heat up the water for the nimol, that does go like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. How do we know that the Reisha is not like Rav Elazar ben Azarya? Well, the Sefer we know, the second Mishnah we know, because that's the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. But the Reisha, we know it's not like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. De'i Rav Elazar ben Azarya, Tahora Shaman Aleh. According to Rav Elazar ben Azarya, we know that Poleta Shechva Zera on the third day is Tahora, because he holds that Poleta Shechva Zera is only Tameya up to the second day. We'll see that in a moment. So we have like this sort of incongruency in the Mishnah. The first halacha is not like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. The second halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. So two ways to answer it. Man dilo moke kitanai tanaresha tahora. According to the one who wants to keep an internal consistency in Mishnayos, he'll just change one word in the ratio of the Mishnah. He'll say that the Mishnah says minayin lo poleta shechva zera b'yom hashlishi shehi tahora instead of temeya. By saying tahora, that's going to reflect the shita of Elazar ben Azarya. But right, so man dilo moke kitanai tanaresha tahora umoke la lekula k'rav Elazar ben Azarya. Then he'll establish the entire Mishnah like Rav Elazar ben Azarya. Umande moke kitanai, and one who doesn't have an issue, who thinks that Mishnayos can be inconsistent, this happens to be a machlokas, I think, in the Gemara in Kedushin, but he holds that you can have different opinions even in the same Mishnah. So he'll say, okay, no problem. Reisha karabanan b'seifa karlozer nazayir. The first halacha is going to go like Rabbanan, who say poleta shechva zera on day three is temeya, and the second halacha about heating up the water for the baby is going to be like Elazar ben Azarya. Okay. So now we get into the idea, what is Poleta Shechva Zera? So Tana Rabbanan. So I'm not sure, they say Tana Rabbanan, they learned it in a Braisa, but this happens to be, it's a Mishnah in Perches of Mikvos. So, but here's Tana Rabbanan, quoting it as a Braisa, Poleta Shechva Zera Bayom Shlishi Tehora Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya says, if you're Poleta Shechva Zera on day three, you are Tahora. So again, they are Rav Elazar ben Azarya is holding by days. So therefore, theoretically, according to Rav Elazar ben Azarya, you have to say a woman has Bia with her husband at the beginning of Wednesday night, which is Lel Chamishi, which is Thursday, right? So therefore, she's Poleta Shechva Zera. So therefore, when would she be Tahor? So she just has. And he's going to hold Mixas Hayom Kekulu, so we'll get that also. So she has Bia on Wednesday night. So therefore, Thursday day is a day. She has Shechva, right? She has Bia on Shechva on the beginning of, she has Bia on Wednesday night. So therefore, she's going to how'd that work? My chart is wrong. Right, so let's say she has B on beginning of Wednesday night, so then she's Thursday, she's Temeya. Friday, she's Temeya part of the day. Then at the end of during the day on Friday, which is day two, after part of the day on day two of Friday, she's going to be Temeya. Right, Rashi gives the quote. Rashi says, yeah? Tahora, to be Tahora. Right, okay, they're learning that from Psukim, it's very difficult. But the first two are making it based on Yom. And you'll see, Rabbi Kiva holds like you, but you're right, I agree with you, it's difficult. Right, Rashi says, where it says, "Beyom Hashlishi," Rashi Beyom Hashlishi. Here, Kigon Sheshimsha Behei. Right, so she had bia on Thursday. Opalta Shichvas Zera b'Shabbos, and she expunged the semen on Shabbos. So Lo Shana Shimsha Tchilas Lel Chamishi. It makes no difference, and Josh, you can have problems with this, but as Rashi says, it makes no difference if she had bia on Wednesday night, Lel Chamishi, the Ishtahu Dalit Onos. So she had an Onos 12-hour period. So she waited four 12-hour periods, Shlemos, Lelhe, the night of Wednesday night, Vehe, Thursday day, Lelvav, Thursday night, Vivav, and Friday itself, Veloshna Shimsha Yom He Im Chashecha, and it makes no difference if she actually had Bia on Wednesday, on Thursday, right before nightfall, Delo Ishtoi Ella Mixos Hey, there she only waits a little bit of Yom Hey. She had Bia right before Shkia on Thursday, so she has a little bit of on Thursday. Vilel Vav, and the night of, and then Thursday night, Vivav, and on the day of Friday, Deleka Ella Beis Ono Shlemos. Even though there she only has two full Onos where she waited, right? Ha'ona Yom. Ha'ona, Oyom, Olayla, doesn't make a difference. She's going to be Tahora on Shabbos, because we're going about days. If you only have halachic days, and that's fine for Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel says, he's going to hold similarly, he says, no, he omer pa'amim, sometimes shehein arba onos, sometimes it's going to be four full onos, pa'amim shehein chamesh onos, sometimes it's going to be five onos, and pa'amim shehein sheish onos, and sometimes it's going to be six onos is going to be the length. So he could basically, Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold like our Mishnah, who's going to say that you have to wait. It's three days. So how does it work for Rabbi Shmuel? Rashi says, "Balachlok velomar de poletus begimel l'shimusha temeya." She's poletus on day three, she's temeya. Aval poletus bedalit tahora. But if she's poletus on day four, she's going to be to Torah. Umodina lachat mitzvah yom kikulo. He's also going to hold that mitzvah yom kikulo. I'm sure the article has a nice chart on the bottom there. I tried to make my own chart to see if it works, but Rabbi Shmuel is going to say sometimes it's going to be 48 hours that she's going to be temeya for, sometimes she's going to be temeya for 60 hours, and sometimes she's going to be temeya for 72 hours, right? Six full onos. It depends when she had to be a. For example, if she had, these are what Rashi says, if she has bia on Wednesday night, right before Shkia, so that's one. So then she's going to wait an ona on Wednesday night after Shkia. She's going to wait ona number two and three on Thursday morning and Thursday night. Then she's going to wait. That's day two, and day three will be Thursday morning. Will be Friday morning and Friday night. She's poletus zera. She's tahora because it spanned across 3 days. The same too. Let's say she has bia on Wednesday morning, right? She has bia on Wednesday morning. She has to wait the days, right? So she's gonna have to wait Wednesday morning, Wednesday night. That's one day. Thursday morning, Thursday night. That's 2 days. Then she's gonna have to wait Friday, right? She's gonna have to wait Friday and Friday night. And she's pulled the shikmas there on Yom Dalib. She's be tahora on Shabbos. So it depends on when she has the bia. When she has the bia for the Poleta Shichva Zera. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold like Josh. Rabbi Kiva says, La'olam Chamesh. She has to wait five onos. No matter when she has bia, she has to wait five onos. V'im yotza mixas ona rishona, no shlam mixas ona shishi. There's no mitzvah yom kikulo. If she had bia on, let's say, 12 p.m. or 12 a.m., so she's going to wait five onos and it has to end at 12 a.m. It has to be five complete onos, which I guess physically makes the most sense. Right, so let's say she has bia on Thursday night. Lel Revi, she has bia on Thursday night, in the middle of the night. So that's going to be half an ona. Then she's going to have to wait Wednesday morning, is ona one, which is one and a half. Wednesday night, which is ona two and a half. Thursday is another two onos, which is four and a half, five and a half. And then half of the day on Friday, which makes it six onos, and that makes Josh happy because that's going to be exact. That's just going to be physically. That makes sense. It's going to be six onos. On the sixth, she has to wait five, and I guess, right, she has to wait five full ones, and after the fifth, she becomes Tahora. 60 hours, period, no matter what, 60 hours. Yeah, apparently, right. Okay, so that is the machlokas between she has to go to mikvah. If it comes out within those 3 days or 4 days, then she gets the status of Balkeri, and she has a tumah, and she has to go to mikveh and wait the night, and then the next morning she won't transmit tumah further, and she can eat kachim with taros. So that's out. We no. She only becomes tameya that we apply that to hilchos nida, which we based on a bunch of chumras we extend it to 5 days, which that's how we get that you have to have 5 days before you count the shiv and the kiyam because you're concerned about paleta shichvazera. I don't see that here. It just says poleta shichvazera. Only if it comes out. If it comes out after that time period, then no. Right. Correct. And if she doesn't go, if nothing comes out, or she doesn't, if it comes out after this time period also, it's considered masriach, and she doesn't have to go to mikvah because of that. Okay. Amrua Rabbanon Kamei de Rav Papa. So the Chacham Yeshiva said this question in front of Rav Papa. V'amrilei Rav Papa le Rava, and Rav Papa said to Rava, Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah makes sense. He says what? That Polta, that on day three, it would be Tahora. Again, Mixus Yom Kukulo, day three would be Tahora. He's going to hold like the Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? They're going to quote the Machlok, he's going to have a moment soon to say, when did the Bnei Yisrael separate from their wives before Matan Torah? So he's going to hold like Rabbanon, the Amri, B'chamisha Avid Prisha, that they separate, everyone's going to agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos, and Rabbanon say that they separated on Thursday. They did the Prisha, the Avid Prisha on Thursday. So when did they separate? They separated on Thursday. So therefore, they had part of the day on Thursday, day on Friday. Anybody who needed to go into the mikvah Friday night, and they had the Torah on Shabbos, because on day three Shabbos, they would be Torah, assuming they went to the mikvah. So that's fine. And Rabbi Shmuel ki Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel's a whole like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Ba'arba of the Prisha. He says that on Wednesday, they separated from their wives, and therefore 3 days passed. You know, Thursday, Wednesday, part of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 3 days passed, and then they went to mikvah. If they were paleta shichva zera, and they got the Torah on Shabbos. Ela Rabbi Kiva kiman. Who does Rabbi Kiva hold like? He can't hold like the Chachamim, and he can't hold like Rabbi Yossi. He certainly can't hold like the Chachamim who say there was 2 days, because the Chachamim say it was 2 days, and Rabbi Kiva has the five onos, which extends beyond 2 days. And he also doesn't hold like the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon had the possibility of four onos, and Rabbi Kiva says it has to be five onos. So who does Rabbi Kiva hold like? So the Ola, right, the Rabbanon had that idea, you can have four onos if you have Bia at night, and you can catch a little bit of the day there, and then you have, you know, the following day and the following night, and a little bit of the next day. So, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that, because that's only like two and a half, that's not five full onos. So the Olam ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, who said what? Rabbi Yossi said that the Torah was that they separated on Wednesday, but he's going to hold that they separated early Wednesday morning. He's going to say the Olam ki Rabbi Yossi ki the Amar of Adabar Ava, like Rabbi Adabar Ava says, Moshe behashkama alad ubhashkama yarad. When Moshe went up, and the Pesukim say that Moshe went up in the morning, he also came down that very same morning right away. Right. So therefore, how does that work? So Moshe went up on Wednesday morning. He went up on Wednesday morning, and he came down on Wednesday morning, and he told them on Wednesday morning about being separated. So you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. That's the six onos for Rabbi Akiva. Sorry, that's the five onos for Rabbi Akiva. So then on the sixth ono, you can be, right, because he came down on Wednesday, so you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, which is your fifth, and then you go to mikvah after Friday night, and then you can have the Torah on Shabbos. Right, so that's how he says. Kedam Rav Adar Rava Moshe Bashkama Allah Bashkama Yarad. How does he know that? Bashkama Allah. He went up early in the morning. The pasuk says when he went to get this is when he get to get the second luchos. It says Vayashkem Moshe Baboker Vayal Har Sinai. He got up early in the morning, and Bashkama Yarad. And he went down, and he would always go down in the morning also, because this is back in Luchos Rishonos. It says Leich Reid VaAlisa Atavroni Mecha. So there's a comparison between Reid and Alisa. Reid went right after. Makish Yerida LaAliyah. There's a hekesh of Yerida going down to going up. Ma'aliyah Bashkama after Reid Mashkama. Just like going up was early in the morning, so to going down was early in the morning. So if he came down early in the morning on Wednesday, so he already told them the halacha early in the morning on Wednesday, and therefore they were already mafrish start array this next ono, which was Wednesday night. So again, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, go to mikvah if anything comes out, and Shabbos they're ready for the they're ready for Matan Torah. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask. Rashi says the next question is only on Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos says the question is also on the other Ashitos, but Lamali Lameimer Lahu. Why do we have to say to them that they had that Moshe had to separate, had to tell them early in the morning? V'ha'amar Rav Huna. Why do you have to tell them in the daytime not to have bia? V'ha'amar Rav Huna. You saw kedoshim heim ve'emisham shemitosayim v'yom. They didn't have to be warned during the day not to have bia. Right? They're telling them Wednesday day was pointless because no one has bia during the day because you saw kedoshim heim and they don't have bia during the day. I'm not so sure. Okay, so we told them during the day that they shouldn't have bia at night. I'm not sure what the question really is. The Gemara gives two answers. Ha'amar Rava. Rava says, Im haisa bayis afa mutter. It's not a question you'll have bia during the day. You're not allowed to bia in the light. So if it was a dark room, even during the day, it's mutter. But v'rava v'tame rav papa tam yichachem mafu v'taliso mutter. You can cover yourselves up, and if it's dark, then you can still have bia during the day. We're not passing any halachas here, but the idea is that there is possibilities to have bia during the daytime. So Moshe was warning them: don't have bia during the daytime. That's why there was a point for him telling them on Wednesday morning not to have bia. I think the other answer, simpler answer, is, okay, he's just coming down Wednesday morning and giving them the rule that tonight don't have bia. But still, the Gemara doesn't go that route. Also, it's hard, like all these halachas, again, the same question that Tosos asked, the idea of kedoshim heim eim shamashim mitosayim bayom, I don't believe that's a din d'oraisa, that's a din d'rabbanan that came late. It's very anachronistic that about taking halachas that come later and applying them to even before Matan Torah. But that's typical what the Bavli does. Okay, so the Gemara then asks, okay, let's say same place where they got the wheat from. Okay. Hey, maybe it was Bear Miriam. I don't know. Maybe the Bear Miriam had different rooms. What? The wheat for the Korban Mincha. Right, but okay, I'm saying maybe that's one sheet. Yeah, but maybe the Bear Miriam was broken up into different compartments, and there was a mikvah compartment also. Right, I don't know. There's a lot in that. All right, so now the Gemara asks a different question. Okay, wait a second. Let's say they were polet the shichvah zera on Friday night, right? And they went to mikvah Friday night. So what are they now? They're a tful yom. In order to, like Josh mentioned before, this whole thing for the polet the shichvah zera is allowed to eat kachim. She can't eat the kachim until she passes a sunset. Well, the next sunset's going to be Moshe Shabbos. That means they're receiving the Torah as in the status of a tful yom, right? V'hat tvulei yom ninhu. So the Gemara says, okay, no problem. Abaye bar Ravin, Rechina bar Avin, Dami Tavayu, Nitna Torah Tvul Yom. The Torah was given to people who were Tvul Yom. That's Ein Lachanami. That's what it is. They were Tvul Yom means you went to mikvah and you have to wait for the next sunset. So in these situations, some possibility exists that they went to mikvah Friday night. Their next sunset again is going to be Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos, and the Torah is given Shabbos day. So at the time the Torah was given, they haven't had a Harif Shemesh yet. Okay, so they wouldn't be able to eat kachim, but they were able to go here, Matan Torah, because they weren't tummy that way. So Yosef Mereimer Ka'amrali L'Shmaita, so Rav Mereimer was sitting and he said saying this rule, this din of Abaye and Reb Chanina, that Torah was given to Tful Yom. And he says, Amrali Ravina Mereimer, and Ravina says to Mereimer, Nitla Ka'amart Over Uyu Ka'amart. Are you telling me historically a fact that they were Tful Yom at Matan Torah? Or the possibility existed that maybe there were some who were Tful Yom? So he says, Amrale Ru'uya Kamina. No, it may not have happened. This idea of Paleta Shifah Zer is if the situation arises, then there would be a Tful Yom. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there were women who were Paleta Shifah Zer. Maybe they weren't Paleta Shifah Zer. It just means that if there were, the possibility existed that if they were, the Torah still could have been given to them because the Torah can be given to those who are Paleta Shifah, who are Tful Yom. Okay, so the Gemara then says, well, if the Torah can be given to those who are Tvul Yom, so and the Torah has to be given on Shabbos, why do they have to wait till Shabbos morning? Litvu b'nei shimshi v'lekabel Torah b'nei shimshi. Let them go to mikvah after sunset, and let them get the Torah after sunset. In other words, why didn't Hashem have to wait during the day to give the Torah? Why didn't he give the Torah at night? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, because the pasuk in Yeshaya talks about Matan Torah, it says, Lo me rosh b'seisa dibarti. Hashem doesn't speak with night vision. I guess Hashem, he doesn't say these things at night in the dark and b'seisa and quiet. He, when he reveals himself to Bnei Yisrael, especially in the big revelations, it's going to be in all his glory during the day. Just interesting that the pasuk is quoted Lo me rosh b'seisa dibarti, and then Rashi quotes the continuation of the pasuk, and it's not the same pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk b'makom eretz choshech, and although they will point out that's from a different pasuk, so maybe Rashi had a different pasuk. But okay, the idea being is that lo me rosh b'seisa dibarti, that when I reveal myself, at least initially, when I reveal myself to Bnei Yisrael, it's not going to be in the dark. So the Gemara says, okay, v'lit b'lu b'tzafra the shapsa, v'likiblu Torah b'tzafra the shapsa. According to Rabbi Kiva, right? According to Rabbi Kiva, who says that after five onos, what Poleta Shifosera is Tahora, why do we say that, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to come tell them on Wednesday morning, right? Even if he told them at night, right? Even if he told them at night, right? They could have been Tovel during the day on Shabbos. So it would be, he would tell them Wednesday night, and they would have Thursday night, Friday night, the day on Sunday and give on Shabbos and give them the Torah then, because we don't care about the Vilyom. Why can't they just go to Mikvah on Shabbos day? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Shlodi Yehalel Ochlin Kabel Torah V'Lal Ochlin Tevila." Because Baruch Hu didn't want it that people are going to wake up in the morning. Half of the women are going to be going to Mikvah. Half of the women are going to be going to get the good seats. Everyone should be going to the same place on the day of Matan Torah. You shouldn't have to have this pit stop to first go to the Mikvah. Okay, Amr Bechiba, Rabbi Abi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Sheish Onos Shleimos Ba'inan. The Chachamim, who are the Rov, say that a Poleta Shechva Zera, she needs six full Onos, which is going to be 72 hours. It's three full days, right? It's three full days. That's how we start getting towards the halacha about waiting 5 days before you count Shiv and Nikiyim, but they hold it. It's 72 hours. Start six Ono Shlemos. She has to wait. So therefore, I don't know how they work out. I guess they maybe has a workout Matan Torah, but they say 72 hours for Poleta Shiv Lazera. Amar Chizda. So always talk. I don't know. Always talks about Onos when it comes to Ilchas Nida. I don't know. I don't know. I guess maybe hours. Sometimes you can get confused if they say hours means halachic hours or non halachic hours. They talk about onos, which is a full period of time. Amar of Chizda. Oh, okay. Amar of Chizda. Right. But then Josh. Right. It's hard to say 5.5 days and five, 2.5 days and 3 full days. Amar of Chizda. Machlokas, the machlokas of the Tanaim, about Poleta Shifozera, that's only about Shifozera, Shepersha Mina Isha, that comes out of the woman, right? About Persha Mina Ish. But if, I guess, Zera that comes out from the man, and it goes, and it's on something, or it's on a baguette or something like that, Timea Kolzman Shehilacha. As long as it's moist or it's wet, it's going to be, still going to be considered Timea. Still going to be tama. I think that means it can be in a longer period of time. As long as it's wet, it doesn't matter. It's going to be tama. The idea, as Rashi says, al pershom in the ish al beged mitama leolam kolz machi hilacha. So long as it's wet, umiyu mishayopsha. When it dries up, lo mitame desu lo chaz lezria. Once it dries up, it's no longer suitable for I guess insemination. So I guess the idea is that they say that the woman, I guess the when it's inside, so there's warmth, there's body heat that it's inside, so maybe that accelerates the breakdown of the zera. Masiv Rosheshes asks, we have a brisa that quotes the pasuk. It says Kol Begid V'Chol Or Asher Yelav Shichva Zera. The pasuk continues V'Chubas B'Mayim Tamei Erev. Any Begid and any leather item that has Shichva Zera on it, it's Tamei. You have to wash it, and it's Tamei till the night, till you have a sunset. Prat l'shicha zera shisrucha. That comes to exclude shicha zera that is no longer potent. So my lav shepirsha min ha'ish. Doesn't that mean that it came out from the man? As long as it comes out from the man. So Mar says no. Lo kepirsha min ha'isha. It's only when it comes out from the woman. When it comes out from the man, I don't know where they get the difference from. When it comes out from the man, it's going to be tamei so long as it is moist. Bayi Rav Papa. These are also very interesting questions. Boy Rav Papa, Shichva Zera Shel Yisrael B'me'ei Kusis Mahu. So if you have the Shichva Zera, I guess a man had Bia with a Kusi, and does the Shichva Zera in her also, if it comes out, let's say 3 days, if it comes out within 3 days, is it Tahora, or is it still considered Tameh when it comes out? Mara says, what is the study of Safik? Yisrael did diage b'mitzvos chavel gufayu. Akum delo diigu mitzvos lo. Oh, first side is saying that a Jewish woman is very concerned about mitzvos. Therefore, because of that worry about doing mitzvos, that somehow warms up her body, and therefore that will ruin the shichva zera sooner. But a non-Jew who's not concerned about the mitzvos, she doesn't have this extra warmth in her body to ruin the zera. O dilma, or do we say kaven the achlim shkatzim rumasim chavil gufayu? Or do we say no? The non-Jews they eat shkatzim rumasim, and that's going to warm the body, and by that and that warmth will destroy the shichva zera. The imtim tzeilomar, and if you're going to say kaven the achlim shkatzim rumasim chavil gufayu, that since they eat shkatzim rumasim, that does warm the body, and therefore does destroy the shichva zera, and therefore if it comes out of 3 days, it will be tohara. What about shichva zera b'me'ei behema mahu? What about Shimcha Zera that comes out of I don't know, I guess there's some bestiality? The Shimcha Zera that came out of an animal. Isha de Isle Prozdar Masrechas of a Behem de Lesle Prozdar Lo or Diam Loshna. Do we say that the only thing that destroys the Shimcha Zera after 3 days is a woman because she has a Prozdar, because she has a womb? And again, I guess that's going to warm it up and destroy it. But animals that don't have this Prozdar, it's not. O Dilma Loshna, maybe it doesn't make a difference, and therefore Teku. Yes, Yossi, I agree. So, you're on mute. You're not going there. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So now we go into the Machlokas and we start the Gemaras that talk about Matan Torah. Right? It's like the anti-Lubliner moment. Tana Rabbanan. Right after Shavuos, he discusses it. Tana Rabbanan. Shishisha b'chodesh nitna aseres hadibros l'Yisrael. Tana Kama says that the Torah, the aseres hadibros, were given on Vav Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'Shivabo. Rabbi Yossi says that it was given on the seventh day. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we celebrate, we have Yad Hasheni, but we celebrate Shavuos on the wrong day. Right? We celebrate Shavuos on Vav, he says that Matan Torah was on Zion. So now the Gemara is trying to explain the Machlokas. Amar Rava, the Kulei Alma, everyone agrees that Birosh Chodos Asu L'Midbar. Everyone's going to agree that they came to the area by Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh, right? Because Ksiv, how do you know that? Ksiv Hacha, by Yom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. On this day, they came to Midbar Sinai, right? The Pasuk says, Ba'chodesh HaShlishi, on the third month, B'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, that they left Mitzrayim, by Yom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. On that day, they came to Midbar Sinai. So how do you know that day is Rosh Chodesh? Right? And then it says also, by the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So the word Hazeh was pointing to the new moon. So Malachan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. So when it says in our Pasuk, Ba'chodesh HaShlishi, B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Yisrael, Yom Hazeh means Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh of Sivan, the third month, right, Nisan Iyar Sivan, they came to the Midbar Sinai. So they all agreed that they came to the Midbar on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, yeah, see. Are you good? Okay. Right. V'kuli alma b'Shabbos natol Yisrael. And everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Right. How do we know? Ksiv hacha. It says in the Aseres HaDibros, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos l'kacho. Remember Yom HaShabbos and sanctify it. Uksiv hasam. It says by Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, V'yom Moshe l'am Zachoros HaYom HaZeh Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim Beis Avadim. So the Gemara is making the assumption when Moshe is talking about a day, he says, remember this day. And so he remembers this day. He was actually speaking on that day. And he says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos. He's actually speaking about on the day of Shabbos. So Malo Halam B'Yitzumo Shel Yom, Afkan B'Yitzumo Shel Yom. So that they're saying, when he says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Chacho, must mean he's speaking on the day about which he is speaking. And that's what they're learning it out from, Vayom Moshe Am Zachor Sayom HaZeh. Okay? So Zachar, he's speaking about the day. So two things are agreed to. They came to the Midbar on Rosh Chodesh, and the Shabbos was and the Torah was given on Shabbos. So I guess the machlokas now is when they came to the Midbar on Rosh Chodesh, did they come on Sunday or did they come on Monday? right? So ki pligi bikviosa diarcha. Their machlokas is going to be on which day was Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yossi savar b'chad b'shaba ikva yarcha. Rabbi Yossi says that on Sunday that was considered to be Rosh Chodesh. So Sunday's Aleph, Monday's Beis. That means Shabbos is Zayin. Right, Rabbi Yossi saw Rechad b'Shabbos ikva yarcha ubichad b'Shabbos lo amra luhu lo miti. So therefore, if you go through the psukim on Sunday, Moshe didn't speak to Bnei Israel at all mishum chushu de orcha because they were very tired. So he didn't speak on Sunday. Betray b'Shabbos on Monday, Moshe went up early in the morning to Hashem. The Amar Luhu, when he says to Bnei Yisrael, "Atem tiyum amlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh," and all the other things I mentioned in there, Bitwasa on day 3, he tells them about the mitzvah of Hagbalah, right? Ba'arba avud prisha, and on Wednesday they do prisha, so they separate 3 days on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they get the Torah on Zayin Sivan on Shabbos. V'rabbanan safri, Rabbanan say, "Betray b'shabba ikva yarcha," that they came, and Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. Betray b'Shabbos lo amar luhu miti. So therefore, on Monday they came. Betray b'Shabbos lo amar luhu miti. On Monday, they came on Monday, and on Monday doesn't tell them anything. Bishum chosu the orcho because they were tired. Betlasa on Thursday, amar luhu atempt you melechas. Right on Thursday, he tells them you're going to be melechas kohanim goy kadosh. But Arba'a on Wednesday, he tells them about the mitzvah of Hagbalah, and then b'Chamisha avud prisha. They separated on Thursday and they separated on Friday for 2 days, and on Shabbos they got the Torah. So you see that the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi have two machlokos over here. Their machlokos number one is when did they come, and their machlokos number two, the machlokos is when the Torah was given on Vav Zayin, and that machlokos is dependent upon whether they came to Har Sinai, whether they came to Har Sinai on Sunday or Monday, which also depended upon whether or not they held it, they separated for 3 days or for 2 days. For Tuesday, 2 days. So I guess we go a little more. So Meisve, the Gemara asks on the Talmide of the Talmidim S, how does Rav Yossi say that they separated for 3 days? According to Rav Yossi, he told him about Hagbalah on Tuesday, and they separated on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But the Pasuk says, Lechel avdi kidashtem ayom umachar, separate today and tomorrow, which is only 2 days. How they separate for 3 days? So Amalek Rav Yossi says, we all know this, Yom Echad hosted Moshe Midaito. Moshe added one extra day on his own, and Hashem agreed. So initially, I guess the Torah was going to be given on Friday, according to him. Moshe had an extra day of separation, so the Torah was given on Shabbos. Let's finish with this. The Tanya of Rebreisler, Shloshet Varim, also Moshe Midaito, Viskam Kodesh Baruch Hu. 3 things Moshe did and Hashem agreed. Hosif Yom Echad Midaito, he added one extra day before Matan Torah, that Uperish Men Isha, and he separated from his wife. Vishiber Esaluchos, and he broke the Luchos when he came down from the mountain. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I'll pick up tomorrow.